Did you want one, or will you seek one, or?
Probably extremely upset like we all are right now.
They're angry, frustrated, pissed. Funnel it into the team until we get the changes that we want right now. That's it. We have enough to be able to push this thing forward the way we want to. This consistency, lack of consistency is killing us right now.
I had to go to the bathroom. You know, I just had to use the bathroom. I was just holding it. You know, it's not the first time I left the bench to go to the bathroom, but I think the situation kind of made it a bigger deal because we were down 15, I guess.
Still doesn't get it.
No, he does not. Let's
congratulations. Still doesn't get
no.
it.
No. The Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Ira Winderman going to join us from the South Florida Sun Sentinel, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Excuse me, guys. Got to go to the bathroom. Be right back.
Hey, good morning.
You caught me between bathroom breaks. This is not exactly the subject matter I expected to be talking a quarter of the way into the season. It has been an unusual ride, gentlemen.
Let me ask you. So obviously the team talked to him. Sound like Dwayne Wade in front of the whole team said, "Hassan, what the hell was that about?" And he told him, "I had to go to the bathroom." And then somebody explained to him, I'm guessing, like, dude, you let a trainer know, and then you go do it, but you don't just walk off the bench with 40 seconds. What the hell are you doing? But I listened to his comment. He still doesn't get it. Like, he is so immature and so out there that he has no clue. He's got no problem with what he did.
Well, look at Eric Spoelstra yesterday when he says the behavior is unacceptable. Certainly going to the bathroom is not unacceptable, but creating a bad look for your team during a bad time very much is very unacceptable. So the rest of the story doesn't matter. What matters is you stay with your teammates. I mean, Joe, let's be honest about this. If Hassan was in the game, would he have walked off the court?
No.
If the Heat were going to win the game and feel good about post-game, you know, handshakes and stuff, would he really have walked off the court?
No.
I mean, it's sort of embarrassing to think what the answer should have been if Eric Spoelstra totally wants this put to rest is to say this: I made a bad decision and made my teammates look bad. I apologize. And you move forward from there. We have seen frustrated players leave the benches early. The classic case, of course, when the Pistons and Isaiah Thomas left when they lost their Eastern Conference championship to the Bulls. That's okay. Things happen with competitors. You have a moment. All you had to do was say it was a moment of frustration. But the whole comedy show yesterday about the bathroom break and all that, we're all adults here. It really made no sense. And to me, it just made the story go on longer because – now do I have to, when I get to Phoenix tonight, go to Eric Spoelstra? So are players not allowed to take bathroom breaks? Is that what you were referring to? And of course he wasn't. And I'm sure Eric Spoelstra absolutely rolled his eyes when he saw the tape of Hassan's explanation.
Yeah, well let me ask you a follow-up to this whole thing, and I'll put it to rest because there is basketball. Sure. Does he get fined? What happens? What do you expect?
Yeah, there was definitely a team sanction. The problem is, the NBA Players Association is very good with this stuff. Just like when Hassan was fined last year for his comments. And what happens is it goes to the league and they minimize it and then they have a little bit of a hearing. Usually at the end of the day, it winds up as some minimal charitable contribution and you move forward. And I think that's why Eric Spoelstra wanted it downplayed. He doesn't want to call in the Players Association. How much was the fine? What's he going to do? You don't want to call the agent in. The agent, or are you going to protest the fine? You know, so he wants to sort of put it aside there. And Joe, he could have, if the person involved admitted guilt. But instead, it's like, so every time you need a bathroom break, you're just going to get up and walk off the bench, especially in road arenas where the locker room is locked and things like that. So yeah, there was a sanction there. But more than that, Joe, you know what there was, Joe? There were eye rolls. There were eye rolls from Eric Spoelstra. There were eye rolls from teammates. And it just goes back to the issue of maturity and do you have my back? And can I trust you? And it was a really, really bad look.
Ira, is giving Hassan the $98 million the biggest mistake Pat Riley's made since he's been here with the Heat?
Eventually, it turned into that. That's correct, Zach, because now it's a guy you have 2 years left in that deal, and they would just as soon move on. Like I've said on all the shows I've been doing on QAM, if Eric Spoelstra had his druthers, you could get him a lie detector test, I think he would be fine with Bam Adebayo and Kelly Olynyk as his only center. At the moment when they got wed, the shotgun marriage on July 1, 2016, there still was a thought that a dominant center was the dominant position in the NBA. Times have changed, and now they're sort of stuck. I think even more than the Tyler Johnson contract, because he's useful at his position. Hassan can be, but you know what? All the ancillary stuff, like I said, we're really at the point of eye rolls right now.
All right. More importantly, Dragić coming back. Are they close?
Well, it's really interesting, Joe. He was out shooting before the game on Tuesday night. His shot looks fine. Here's the problem. He can't move. He has that swollen right knee. He doesn't have lateral movement. You know, it's like when I watch him shoot, he's perfect with the jumper. He's swishing them. But then when you see him even walk, you can see the pain in his stride, that swollen knee. When you get a knee drained, you often get a knee drained again and again and again.
Right.
And you do wonder if a team is struggling, if you eventually say to yourself, you know what, let's just call it a season. Let's go in there. Let's take a look. Let's have the arthroscopy. So I think the Heat are really a critical mass. I am very curious. They are flying to Phoenix today at noon. Will Goran Dragić be on the plane? You know he wants to be. He loves going to Phoenix. He has family there. His coach from the world, from the European Championships, Igor Koshkakov, the coach of the Suns, coached the Slovenian national team. He wants to spend time with them. Joe, to me, it would be a big red flag if the Heat announced at noon today that Goran is not on the team flight. Then I'd be concerned for the long term with this injury.
What about Dion Waiters? What's his status right now?
He's getting closer. I know what, again, the Heat have said this. They actually issued a statement before the last game when I went down there that we will not be offering updates on players other than the condition. We won't be saying what they're doing, what they're not doing. Pat Riley had gotten sick of all the injury stories, which I will continue to write anyway, but I understand that. Guys, it was interesting. Last time was the first time since I can remember that Dion watched the game from the bench. I would almost bet that the Heat gave him a mandate that until you get into X shape, whatever the number is, you will work out during the home games instead of being on the bench. So I think him being on the bench was a major step forward. I think he might be traveling for the first time on this trip. You know what? His surgery last year was in January. It was two surgeries. It was the ankle, and they also saw a pre-existing, which they said they knew, foot injury. So I think it might be one calendar year. I think Dion in January might be the ultimate play.
Wow, January to come back for that. That's interesting. I watched Toronto last night play. Mm-hmm. And I think that Kawhi Leonard is an obvious upgrade over DeMar DeRozan, and that team is really good. But can the Raptors win the East and give, let's just say, hypothetically, Golden State a chance? I mean, do they have a chance against Golden State?
Yeah, I think the versatility of the Raptors and Pascal Siakam and some of the other athletes they have, they have a very athletic team. They put together nice bench depth on their bench as well. And I think they can give a fight for another reason. Again, this is a sort of secondary to your question, but I think what's going on in Golden State and the fact that Kevin Durant is going to leave, you guys remember what it looked like down here for the Heat at the end of that run. Is LeBron staying? Is he going? It really impacted things. I think this is a case where the Warriors, at least mentally, will limp to the finish line. And I think they'll have to not only battle the sort of the confidence of success and the fatigue of it all, but I think the Kevin Durant story is not going away. And I got to tell you, if he gives a lot more interviews and he continues to indicate that he's leaving, I'm not so sure he makes it past the trading deadline. I think that could yet become toxic again with the Warriors.
Well, let me ask you, speaking of that, and you never know what Kevin Durant's going to say these days, what do you think about his comments on LeBron and he's hard to play with and it's toxic and calling you guys media fanboys, which, by the way, there are some guys that are media fanboys.
Yes,
there's no
there
question. What do you think?
I think he's spot on. I think LeBron's entourage, I'm not going to say posse, I'm going to say entourage, is so large that you have to sort of accept, you know, it's like Cam Cameron, and we're not only drafting Ted Ginn, we're drafting his family. You have to accept LeBron's family. Some players don't want that. And he does get special privileges, and he does get special things. And he has become more entitled as the years have gone on. The famous story with the Heat. Pat Riley at some point said, no, you can't do that. You can't bring your car detailing guy in and have your car done in our garage while you're waiting, and things that LeBron kept asking and asking and asking. So if you're going to play with LeBron, you have to understand he absolutely will get special and different treatment. Can you deal with that? I think veteran players who have seen it all and been there understand it all. I think young players or players who believe they're a star of their own, like a Kawhi Leonard, are like, wait a minute, what about me? What about these things for me? There has always been a double standard with LeBron. You have to accept it. There have always been LeBron media enablers. where no matter what someone else says, they'll then go to LeBron. Okay, LeBron, what do you want us to do? Because you know what? And you see it on all these shows. These guys need to get the inside and need to be with him. So, yes, they placate him. I think players notice that. I think Kevin Durant was just being honest and candid.
Is LeBron going to have a problem getting guys to come play with him in L.A.?
Yeah, he's going to have. Getting stars. You're going to have trouble getting a star with him
like
next year,
Anthony
don't you
Davis
think?
Or someone like, is he going to have a problem getting those guys to come play in L.A. with him?
I think Kevin Durant was spot on with that. He can get the veteran guy who's like, you know what? I don't need the special privilege. I've been there. I've seen that. I've done it. I just want to win a championship or another championship. So if you're asking me, can L.A. get the young, dynamic player, maybe even a Kawhi to come in and be on quote-unquote LeBron's team, that's going to be really hard. Chris Bosh was so frustrated in Toronto that he just said, okay, I'm going to go to Miami. I'm going to be second fiddle. Dwayne Wade had already won a championship with the Heat. He didn't have to go in and say, okay, I'm still the man. It's going to take that kind of player. So what I think LeBron is going to be on is sort of what he was on with Cleveland. He's going to wind up being on older teams with older supporting players that he'll sort of shift in and shift out over the years. There'll be a Kyle Korver. There'll be a J.R. Smith, even an older Kevin Love. Those are the kind of players he's getting. But if the Lakers think that LeBron is going to bring them their next generation superstar, they're mistaken, because no agent is going to want to set up his kid and with the sneaker contract and all that is, hey, you're now second fiddle when you go in there. No one wants that. So, you know, whether it's Zion or any of the young players, they want to be their own star. Kevin Durant only said what a lot of NBA players think anyway.
People are going to be all pissed off, you know, at Kevin Durant for these comments.
I just think that Kevin Durant.
LeBron.
Yeah, well, first off.
Called him toxic.
Not even just if you like Kevin Durant or not, but Kevin Durant, you know, joined a super team. Like, who the hell is he, like, bashing and toxic and all this? Like, they were winning without Kevin Durant in Golden State. And then he joins there and has the audacity to rip anybody?
Well, I think Kevin Durant, that's what he's run into with Golden State, is that he realized, and you guys have said it, he won a championship, but he won it because of Steph. He won it because of Clay. Those guys had already won. So he has been part of that game, and he realizes what it's like to join someone else and to sort of, I don't want to say leech off of their success, although I'll say leech off of their success. And he's just saying anyone who goes to L.A. is going to get the same treatment as me. It's going to be nonstop questions. He's basically been there, seen it, done it. That's why I would not be shocked at all to see a Kevin Durant go to the New York Knicks and try to claim his own city and his own place. There's a lot of ego involved here, guys.
Well, they got billboards up
good
for
luck.
Him already
Let
in
me
New
see
York.
Kevin Durant go to New York.
Yeah.
Good luck.
No media scrutiny
is.
In New York. Yeah,
you don't
go
have
there.
Steph Curry and the rest of that group.
That's
see what
it. Well, he's got Kristaps Porzingis if he ever comes back. He's got that
I got to tell you guys, the New York Knicks, the way they're positioned, and Zach just pointed it out, if they're going to want, let's look at the Knicks right now. They have Kristaps Porzingis probably out for the season with last year's knee injury. That's fine. They have enough cap space for a max free agent, and they might have a lottery pick. Joe, look at a team like that, that you could have Kristaps Porzingis, Zion Williamson, and Kevin Durant. Wouldn't you rather be in their shape than a lot of other teams in the NBA?
I'll trade the entire Heat roster and Pat Riley for that.
or
and
honestly,
one of Mickey's boats and any Carnival Cruise Line you want.
Where he calls them ships. But yes, any one of those players. I mean, the bottom line is Porzingis is better than any player on the Heat. If they get a Zion Williamson and Tank, he's better than any player on the Heat. And, of course, if they get a Durant, he's better than any player on the Heat. That's why the Heat's future is so murky. What's the future? What's the next step? These Dwayne Wade moments are awfully fun like they were against the Jazz. But where is this headed? It sort of reminds me of the Dolphins. What is the next step? No. What comes next?
We got a lot of work to do on that. There's a lot of radio to be done on that Dolphin team. So,
and that's what I'm saying is the fan always wants to know what's coming next. They don't care about 6-6 and playoff race for the Dolphins. They don't care the Heat's only a quarter of the way through the season. They want to know what's coming next. It's nice to have a what's coming next. It's nice to have a Porzingis coming back or enough room for a max free agent. Or a lottery pick, and that's where a lot of people are pointing to the Heat. We know the Heat doesn't do it. But you know what? There's a lot worse things than next season, the Heat coming out with a Zion Williamson or someone like that, because then when they have cap space in 2020, you have the lure, you have the magnet. Right now, who is the magnet on the Heat?
Duncan Robinson.
Boy, Josh Richardson is in a real funky funk shooting a rock right now, man.
By the way, if that New York Knicks nightmare happens, I am going to be one of the most pissed off people in the world if they're
calm down. Can we calm down before we start looking ahead?
I have to look ahead. There's nothing else to look forward to
right
now.
Just stay in Golden State and fool everybody.
You're right. And Draymond will be gone, and he'll be on the Knicks.
All right.
Ira, thank you for your time,
buddy.
Ira. Good luck on your trip.
Headed west. Hope it's not road to ruin. Thank you, guys.
No, it's going to be fine.
Ira Winderman, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Hey,